to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A victory Wednesday night for NFL players in their labor dispute with the league. The federal judge who lifted the lockout has denied the NFL's request to put her ruling on hold. U.S. District Judge Susan Richard Nelson ruled late Wednesday that the NFL has not met its burden for a stay pending appeal, expedited or otherwise. Nelson rejected the NFL's argument that she didn't have jurisdiction and that it is facing irreparable harm because of her decision to end the 45-day lockout. The NFL wanted the judge to keep the lockout in place while it appeals her ruling. The league argued that starting free agency and other football activities before there's clarity on the status of this case could be damaging to the league. The NFL has promised to appeal Nelson's ruling to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis.
That's Steve Karmazin from the Associated Press reporting on the NFL labor disputes. Sports talk, including the NFL labor talks, along with what's going on in the NBA and the NHL, the playoff action. In fact, number 10 of this week's countdown, what's going on in essence in sports talk radio. Doug Steffen with our weekly review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show of all the items, the top 10 hits, ending the week of Friday, the 29th of April. Determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication of the talk radio industry. This week, the NFL, NBA, and NHL all share number 10. The number 9 item this week includes the deadly tornadoes that did so much damage and took the lives of over 200 people across the southeast. From Fox News, Martha McCallum talked to Mike Huckabee about the devastation caused by these storms.
This is an awful, awful scene. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this. Well, what is your reaction? And I know you've been through these kind of situations, similar ones at least.
Well, you know, Martha, in nearly 11 years as a governor, I saw dozens and dozens of tornadoes, one of which I remember in 1997 was about a 250-mile path. I don't know that we've ever seen anything quite like this. This is so amazing because, first of all, it has to be nothing less than an EF5. Just looking at the photos and the level of damage, it's a time when governors across the South and Midwest are having to gear up their emergency services in an incredibly high-toned fashion because you have four things you have to do. All of them start with C: command, control, coordination, and communication. And those are the four priorities that you have. But quite frankly, dealing with a tornado like this starts before it ever happens. Having your emergency services plan in place, knowing who's in charge, where they're going to be dispatched, having all of those things really set in place before the storm ever hits.
You know, Governor, you raised that point, and it raises the question of how you think it was handled in this situation. 246 people at least have been killed in this situation, but I don't know, you know, that anybody could have anticipated the sheer power of these things.
Well, in this case, that's an enormous amount of people. I can't recall a tornado any time, just any time, that has taken this many lives in such a short period of time. However, to be fair, looking at the level of devastation and the breadth of this tornado, or tornadoes, because there were many of them, the fact is it's a miracle that many more weren't killed. And the reason they weren't is because of preparation, much better Doppler weather systems that give people very specific warning, tornado sirens and tornado preparation. But you just can't completely prepare for something of this magnitude, no matter what you do and what shelter you take. When you see concrete and brick homes taken to the foundation, there's no place to hide. And so I think what we really need to recognize is the horrible tragedy of the 248 or so who have been killed. But this could have ranked into the thousands had there not been the local weather stations on radio and television giving people warning and urging them to go for cover.
So now, obviously, the priority of the moment is to find anybody who may be trapped in this rubble who's still alive. That has to be number one, right? And then after that, you know, where do you begin?
Well, one of the things that most states will have is some aerial mapping. In other words, I know in our state, in most states, we'll have very good aerial mapping of every inch of territory of their state. And one of the things they'll do is go back in order to assess the damage. They'll do it on their computers. They'll actually look at the pictures before. They'll now be doing flyover of the sites and matching those grids up to see just what level of damage, and that'll give them an ability to sort of ascertain how much dollar damage and even find out if there are areas that they didn't completely survey.
Coming up, the royal wedding been everywhere this week, and a couple of hosts are arguing over what value it really has, plus WikiLeaks and gas prices in the focus. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the Safe Driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The Phenomenally Humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Attention, are you dodging IRS or state taxes?
The IRS threatened to seize my car, my boat, and my business. I didn't know where to turn, so my accountant recommended Power Tax Relief.
Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to Power Tax Relief. Honest people just like you, like the Myers family, who owed the IRS $40,000 from illness and family emergencies.
With Power Tax Relief, we paid only a portion of what we owed the IRS.
And they saved our house.
You can bet the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
I was so worried I was going to lose my practice, but the team from Power Tax Relief, they got me a second chance.
Look, you have a limited window to negotiate with the IRS and settle your debt for less. This could be your last chance. Play it right with Power Tax Relief.
Owe over $10,000 in taxes? Settle with the IRS for less.
Get a free tax consultation now by calling 1-800-222-8089. Power Tax Relief, 800-222-8089. Call 800-222-8089.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review, the weekend edition. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 8. On the countdown, that royal wedding, CNN's Ali Velshi and Richard Quest arguing about what value, if any, this wedding has.
All this hubbub has made me wonder, what is the real value of the royal wedding, Richard? And since it's in your backyard, I'm going to let you go first, Richard. You have 60 seconds at the sound of the bell.
What is the value of the royal wedding, the monarchy, the institution? This is the value. The fact that hundreds of thousands of people will come to London and spend possibly more than $150 million helping the UK economy. The value of monarchy to Britain cannot be overstated. Whether it's economic, the tourists, the infrastructure that it brings, or simply whether it's because it gives stability. The Queen and her family have been on the throne for 1,000 years. 1066 was when the last one was William the Conqueror. If you look at monarchy and the role it has played in the life of this country, you start to see that it is crucial, important, and yes, it is a cornerstone of the way this country operates. Could it change? Does it wane? Does it become unpopular? Absolutely. A bit like your US dollar. Of course, sometimes it goes out of favor. But just like anything that lasts for some time, eventually the tide turns. The value of monarchy, it's all around us.
Wow. Wow, Richard. You have certainly gotten caught up in this whole wedding thing. And as a result, you may have missed something very important that's going on. So give me 60 seconds now. This wedding that Richard is so carried on about is coming in the midst of severe cuts in spending designed to cut the UK's debt. And the early results of that that austerity in Britain, Richard, are not altogether smashing, as you would say. The UK economy shrank by 0.5% in the last 3 months of 2010 and grew by 0.5% in the first 3 months of this year. So basically, Richard, one of the world's largest and most important economies is flatlining. Now, the Brits are feeling the pain. You know it. And in the middle of all of this, you've got this lavish and expensive spectacle. Now, perhaps the real value of the royal wedding is this juxtaposition of these two realities, Richard admitted. It gives us pause to ask, which economic road should we go down? Spend or cut? Now, as you know, Richard, conservatives and Tea Partiers here in the U.S. are calling for your UK-style austerity measures. But if Britain's belt tightening unhinges its economic recovery and plunges you all back into recession, it's going to serve as a powerful warning to the United States. We got to deal with debt, but not at the expense of growth. Richard, maybe we should all just have a big party like you are.
Guantanamo documents published by WikiLeaks, number 7 this week on the countdown. Here's radio host Helen Glover talking to political analyst Michael Barnes about the dangerous information having been released. Further complicates the situation because a lot of it's inaccurate and outdated.
You know, these WikiLeaks, again, they're coming out, and now they're telling us about the detainees at Guantanamo that we're holding some people that really don't pose a great risk to security. We're holding them longer, but releasing the worst of the worst.
Yes, you know, that information is less than up-to-date and less than thorough. So it's used for purposes against the United States, but it's not fully accurate. And many of those people have already left and gone back, and some of them who were at Guantanamo Bay have come back in 3 years later in one case, done a suicide bomb mission and killed themselves and other innocent people around them. So, you know, I don't believe that we're holding innocent people there in Guantanamo Bay for no particular reason.
Oh, absolutely not.
Information is clearly by design, according to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, intended to harm the United States.
And that was the intent from the beginning. That's the intent of the PSC, Bradley Manning, who's now been taken from Quantico to Fort Leavenworth, which is no walk in the park either. But he was a disgruntled PFC. The big question remains still is how he got his fingers on all of this information and knew to transfer it to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. But clearly an agenda here. But my concern is, as you just said, the people being held at Guantanamo, this gives the impression now that there's some people there that aren't necessarily bad apples, and that's simply not true.
Right. These are enemy combatants or, you know, people who at least might qualify as such. And so, you know, we have seen about 2/3 of them have already been released. And, you know, I don't know that that's necessarily in the interest of the United States. But, you know, this information that came out yesterday through WikiLeaks is just, you know, out of date and not thorough. So, you know, it's probably, in my opinion, not as bad as the cables that were leaked at the end of last year, where they were basically disclosing communications of sensitive nature from U.S. State Department personnel and to confidential informants and to, you know, the intelligence operatives and others. I think that's where most of the danger still exists, and that's going to have much greater consequences.
High gas prices, number 6 on the countdown this week. James, a caller, is in Kentucky, pretty frustrated by the high cost of gasoline and what it's doing to his way of life.
I thought this was America. I thought it was the most powerful country in the world. I don't see how the woman can let these big oil companies just take over the country. We'd be better off putting one of the oil companies in there as a president, as to have him in there, because the poor people, and I'm a disabled coal miner down in Kentucky down here, and I'm not able to work, and I'm not able to even get out here. Well, really ain't got the money to even drive, you know, go here, go there, you know. They ain't no trips going nowhere. I mean, you just got a certain budget of money to coming in here. I don't make $100,000 like a lot of these people out here. If I make a trip, like I have to go to Pipeline, which is about 30 miles, I'll have to wait till I go to the doctor and then go to the grocery store or something like that, you know. And this, I mean, it's just ridiculous. The oil companies, I don't blame them for wanting to make a profit, but there ain't no use in robbing the poor people and the old people, you know. That's ridiculous.
Coming up, we shift the focus on the countdown to the battle over the budget, and Ben Bernanke has a press conference. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown. Down.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave.
Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Happy to have you along. Doug Steffen here, up to number five on the countdown, the focus on the budget. Talk host Mitch Henk here with Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin about some of the problems he's been running into at town hall meetings where some of his constituents have let him know how they really feel about his budget plan.
Congressman Ryan, we appreciate it, sir. I know you've been getting beaten up a little bit lately, but you've kept your cool, for which I give you great credit.
Actually, the crowds have been overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, I guess Rachel Maddow was just picking the excerpts on MSNBC.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, definitely there have been some outliers, and there's some, you know, in Kenosha, a group of, sort of more liberal activists came and spoke very loudly. But that's to be expected. I mean, look, this is Wisconsin. We have divergent political views here. I think, you know, of all people, Maddow and I know that. And I'm really happy with how this is going.
Well, it's interesting to hear that, because anytime you mention Medicare, as you know, Congressman,
right,
people get freak out. And your words, use words like private or words like vouchers, it tends to scare people.
Well, and I think that's why the other side's using those words. This is not a voucher proposal, as you well know, Mitch. It's a premium support proposal, which works just like a lot of Medicare programs work today. Medicare Advantage works like this. Prescription drug plan works like this. Medigap insurance are private plans that are regulated by Medicare. The system we're talking about for the under 555 system is the same kind of plan I have as a congressman and federal employees. You know, what a lot of folks are trying to do is scare current seniors, when the irony of it is what our plan does is it guarantees everybody 55 and above gets exactly the Medicare that they've planned on, that they have right now or they're about to get. And we reform it for the next generation, because you know what, Mitch? If we don't reform it, it goes bankrupt. I mean, the worst thing to do for Medicare is the status quo, because that's what bankruptcy looks like. And so I just think it's important that we have an honest, fact-based conversation about the budget, that we speak to people like adults, not like children, that we give them the truth about what these ideas are, but more importantly, about how bad the status quo is.
Okay.
The government from both political parties made a lot of promises to people, and we've got to own up to that.
Ben Bernanke's press conference, the first of its kind by a Fed chief, number four in the countdown. Host John Gambling here with CNBC's Brian Strachman about Bernanke's comments, focusing on inflation.
What did you think of a first-time-ever public press conference by the Fed chair?
what he is that when you actually parse his words, I mean, everything he says is completely lucid and makes sense. I mean, basically, here's the dynamic, is that he thinks that inflation is a blip on the radar, and a lot of people don't. And some think he's too focused on the macro and doesn't understand what regular people are going through. But in general, he was pretty sound in what he said, and he's been very consistent. I think people, just because he's boring like Ben Stein, people don't think he's in control of the situation. And I find him very adept at handling these situations, if even, albeit in a dull sense. I mean, he's good at this.
But we will only know in time, we do not know it today, whether or not his view, as you labeled it, as you headlined it, as inflation is just a blip and not a huge problem, if indeed it turns into a huge problem, you have to ask yourself the question, was he downplaying it for political reasons, or was he, you don't know where the truth lies.
Right, well, you don't. I mean, and you can have your opinion, and obviously, I think that I've gleaned yours. I mean, I listen, politics is everywhere. You know that what you see and what you hear sometimes is not what's going on behind the scenes. I just find that the global economy and our future, sometimes in this sense, is supposed to be beyond that.
Ben Bernanke's press conference, that's the fourth most talked about topic of the week on the countdown. Recapping, sports talk, including the NFL labor talks, that's number 10. Tornadoes across the southeast, number 9. The royal wedding is number 8. The release of Guantanamo documents from WikiLeaks is number 7. Number 6, the cost of gasoline. The budget battle is number 5. Press conference by Fed Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke is 4. That leaves us numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they're next on the countdown.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Save a life during the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, sponsored by Purina Pro Plan and Tidy Cats. Visit your local PetSmart store April 29th through May 1st. Adopt a pet and we'll give you a coupon for a free bag of Purina Pro Plan dog or cat food and a $5 off coupon for Tidy Cats litter. Plus, receive other valuable coupons while supplies last. Don't miss the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, April 29th through May 1st, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. For more information, visit PetSmartCharities.org.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly for your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the hot hits for the week ending Friday the 29th, up to number three on the countdown, the National Security Shakeup. This week, the president named CIA Director Leon Panetta as the next Secretary of Defense. Obama then named General David Petraeus as Panetta's replacement at CIA. Host Alina Minkowski talked to Lawrence Korb from the Center for American Progress, and talk host Jack Rice, who used to be a CIA operative, about what some are calling a shakeup when it's really just the same faces being moved around on the deck.
I'd like to know what you think of these changes, specifically if we're talking about both Petraeus and Panetta. Good moves, bad moves?
Oh, I think they're terrific moves because Secretary Gates has wanted to leave. So he, not being fired, he had to leave. Now, it's very hard to get someone from outside the administration with only a year left before the election. You wanted someone who was going to be in tune with what the Pentagon has to do. The president wants to cut the Pentagon budget. Panetta's former director of OMB. You want someone who, when you make the reductions, understands the world. He's just coming from the CIA. He's been looking at it. You want someone who's going to be able to work with Congress. He's a former congressman, and he was a Republican before he became a Democrat. So I can't think of anybody who would have better experience to carry out President Obama's agenda. Similarly, I think by moving General Petraeus to the CIA, we've had some differences between the CIA and the military about what exactly is happening, particularly in Afghanistan. Hopefully, General Petraeus will be able to bridge that gap.
Now, Jack, I want to get your opinion here. What do you think of these moves? Because I think a lot of people are describing this as a shakeup, but if you really think about it, it's the same faces that are just being put into different positions and, you know, given a new title.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, if we think about, Robert Gates, again, my former boss at CIA for part of the time that I was there, what we saw from the Obama administration in general was a continuation in some ways of what we've seen from the Bush administration. And if we think about this so-called shakeup, you're absolutely correct, that it really isn't changing very much. It really is the same voices, the same faces, the same approach. And so we're simply shifting some of these people around. I mean, I think one of the benefits that the president has right right now, and again, our other guest here is absolutely correct, that they don't really have to deal with the problems with Congress here, because both of these men have already essentially been anointed. So nobody is going to turn around now and say, well, you were fine when you were commanding all the troops in Afghanistan, or you were fine when you were controlling the CIA. Now we're going to shift you about, and all of a sudden they're going to magically have problems. No, part of the reason they're doing this is because they are not going to have those problems as we get closer to 2012, which is a huge part of the component here.
Host Christine Fazzo talking to Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who thinks this is a terrific move by the president.
You know, I think it can be argued that the CIA and the military, they share a lot of things. They have some close ties, but they're also very, very different. So moving Leon Panetta to the top job at the Pentagon, do you think it makes sense?
Well, I think this is primarily what we're seeing is a dance of political geometry. The problem is, and you mentioned before, this is almost like just changing chairs. Some have equated it to moving deck chairs around the Titanic, which I don't quite agree with. The problem is, I think we set up an echo chamber, and having people simply move jobs around is not going to be a lot of good. The other problem with Leon Panetta, frankly, and this is something that I think people tend to overlook, is that he is not well known for his military or intelligence background. It was an anomaly that he got sent to CIA. He was sent over there to reestablish confidence, and that's code word in D.C. for keeping the lid on things. So I think what we're doing now, what we're seeing now, is him being sent to the Pentagon because of his political connections with the White House rather than his ability to manage Department of Defense or, more importantly, achieve victory. Not a word has been said in any press today about Leon Panetta's ability to shape the Pentagon to win the wars we're currently in.
What about Petraeus? You know, on one hand, he is highly respected, esteemed, at least by a lot of people, for the work that he did in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Some have criticized the CIA, not only for, what we've seen in the last few decades, not exactly, obviously the CIA and the FBI aren't supposed to work together, but there's a lot of holes in organization and strategy that have been brought up. So General Petraeus, that seems like an organized guy. Do you think that this move was a good one?
I do, and let me answer that in two parts. First, I've been in a room with General McChrystal, his predecessor in Afghanistan, receiving a top-secret CIA briefing, which was totally irrelevant to what we were doing on the ground. I mean, this is General McChrystal. It doesn't get any higher than this. So I can only imagine what General Petraeus has been dealing with over the past years, too. So he, as a customer, as a consumer of intelligence, will understand better what is necessary. CIA has had its own way of doing business. With that said, Petraeus is coming in now at a very difficult time in the history of CIA. CIA missed some big things recently. They did not pick up the instability in the Middle East. Central Command did. The other thing is that they've had some very big setbacks in Afghanistan coast, Camp Chapman, where apparently Mr. Panetta himself briefed the president on what they expected to come out of that meeting with that so-called Al-Qaeda double agent, which turned out to be, they had killed the best and brightest Al-Qaeda analyst at CIA. So I think Petraeus will bring a great deal of sanity and an understanding of what is needed from CIA to be more effective in the current wars.
All right, that gets us up to number two, the GOP presidential contenders. While Donald Trump was in the spotlight, a familiar face has launched his exploratory committee for the possibility of a run next year, and that'll be up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Flowers blooming, soccer starting, dust bunnies flying. All signs that say, Candace, stock up at Sam's Club.
Member Candace Reed on the Sam's Club Spring Stock Up event. With big savings on brand name essentials like Cascade, Glade, Quilted Northern, and more. Not a member? Join now, get a gift card up to $25, and watch the savings add up.
It's a sure sign you're at Sam's Club.
Stock up for spring April 25th to May 3rd at Sam's Club and samsclub.com. Savings made simple.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Number two this week on the Countdown, the potential Republican presidential candidates lining up. Hear from MSNBC Dylan Radigan talking to Congressman Ron Paul, who has launched his exploratory committee this week.
If you were to look at your political scenarios over the next year and a half with the announcement of the exploratory committee, many folks look to you as a voice of rational debate on fiscal conservatism, on American freedom policies that lead to equality and equal opportunity in this country, as an advocate of those types of economic policies. At the same time, there are those who are skeptical of your ability to win a nomination from the Republican Party because they perceive the Republican base to be overly invested in social issues that ultimately may not, you may not be the strongest candidate to deal with. Do you agree with those who are skeptical of your ability to ride a fiscal conservative's wave to the nomination for president?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking about, and that's a bit of reality. But the truth is me personally, I live a very conservative life. I just don't impose it, by laws. But the Republicans also have a shortcoming because they talk about cutting, but they're urging more spending by Obama on the military. They want more. There's many of them complaining they're not going in stronger into Libya and doing more and getting rid of that dictator. So they're not willing to look at that. So I think the country is ready for this, to look at monetary policy, look at cutting the programs necessary, concentrate on a wise choice. And I think we should start with cutting this overseas stuff and getting out of all these wars. And I do think the domestic stuff has to be cut. But, to say you're going to cut NPR and Planned Parenthood and think you're going to balance the budget and increase the amount of money we're spending for the military-industrial complex, that won't sell, and that's not good economic policy. But we cannot address these problems without seriously considering and understanding how the Federal Reserve works.
If you were to look, though, at the primary process, do you believe that the rhetoric that you just offered to me here, appealing to somebody like myself and a lot of other folks, I suspect, will that play in Iowa?
That's a good question, and we will see. I feel, I was out there yesterday and make the announcement. The reception was dramatically different from 4 years ago. It was an unknown event four years ago. So things are different. The campuses are alive and well with these ideas, and the young people know that there's not much future in Social Security. They don't like the foreign policy. So there is a big difference coming, and it's a different world right now. So it remains to be seen, but it will be a real challenge. But I think that's one of the reasons why there's an exploratory committee, and I will be at a university in Reno tomorrow, and I've been to many in the past month. The receptions keep growing, yeah. So but our problems keep growing, and hopefully they see the wisdom in free markets and individual freedom and a sensible foreign policy.
Newsy.com's Jim Flink talking about how it's beginning to seem like most in the Republican Party are now distancing themselves from the Donald.
In a race that has yet to begin, Donald Trump is in first place. The Donald leads among GOP would-be presidential hopefuls. Maybe because of that, not everyone in the Grand Old Party is cheering him on. Prominent conservatives like commentator Charles Krauthammer have questioned the seriousness of a Trump campaign, going so far as to call him the GOP's Al Sharpton, leading some political analysts to conclude that's because the Republican establishment perceives a threat. NBC reports Trump's opponents have either ignored him or played nice, but correspondent Savannah Guthrie says he just doesn't cut it for everyone.
But other prominent conservatives have not held back, saying his flip-flops on the issues and insistence on questioning the president's place of birth rob him of any credibility.
Let him get his attention on The Apprentice, but I just don't think he's doing the things necessary to be taken seriously by the American people. Yeah.
Politico reports the fiscally conservative activist group Club for Growth has also been on the attack, saying Trump's economic policy isn't even conservative. But the article quotes a former Trump advisor as saying the attacks won't stop his momentum. The group has devoted 2 days to striking the New York developer, first accusing him of being a liberal before turning to his use of eminent domain laws in his real estate deals. It's causing some raised eyebrows about why an undeclared potential candidate has become such a target for the powerful group. But the New Republic's Ed Kilgore doesn't think Republican efforts to downplay Trump's candidacy will work. The Republican establishment launched an all-out effort to tar him, but the truth is that their effort may be a lost cause. GOP voters' hunger for radicalism is so great that it can be filled by essentially anybody. Kill off Trump's candidacy, the demand will remain. Trump seems nonplussed by the negativity. He's already said if he doesn't win the GOP nomination, he'll consider running as an independent.
Host Chris Stigall talking here to Newt Gingrich about Congressman Paul Ryan becoming the face of the Republican Party.
Mr. Speaker, I know there's a great deal of debate and consternation among conservatives, Republicans, libertarians, what have you, about who the nominee ought to be, who the voice of the party is, things like this. My take has been, as of late, I think the party, if you will, the apparatus called the Republican Party, ought to surround and support and prop up as the face at this hour, Paul Ryan. Would you agree with that statement? Because it seems to me he's the guy in elected office at this moment that needs the most support and, frankly, has the most crystallized plan. He has a plan that President Obama does not, right?
I think that I'd love to see a debate between Paul Ryan and Barack Obama, because Paul Ryan is a man of substance. He has offered a bold, historic plan. He offers a government which is $7 trillion smaller than the Obama budget. He has a rational way of getting there. You can disagree with details, and anybody will if you look at, you know, $39 trillion over 10 years, which, by the way, is the small budget. Obama was at $46 trillion over 10 years. That's $46,000 billion in spending. And Ryan deserves, first of all, our respect because as chairman of the Budget Committee, he's done a historic job. And Paul Ryan also deserves, I think, an opportunity to be heard. And after the president's recent dishonest speech in which he attacked Paul Ryan using falsehoods and distorting his budget, I think it would be remarkable if we could find a way to get the president and Paul Ryan to debate, because I don't think the president has any serious answers for the kind of challenges that Paul Ryan is developing.
And in fact, that seemed to be what the president said in that silly press conference yesterday. Almost with irritation, he said, "You people didn't pay attention to my demagoguing Paul Ryan like I wanted. All you've been doing is talking about my birth certificate." That seemed to be what irritated him, right?
Well, of course, I think what happened is the country looked up, and even the elite news media who normally try to protect and cover the president, they all looked up and said, well, this is just demagoguery, so they quit paying attention to it.
Yeah.
The president is not earning attention on serious issues because he's not being serious about serious issues.
Tongues are wagging out there, Mr. Speaker, for you to make the definitive declaration of your intentions about 2012 and whether you'll run. So I'll shoot for it here this morning. What do you say?
Well, I just say, you know, watch us on Twitter and Facebook about next Tuesday, and I think people will get a pretty clear and definitive answer.
Okay, that leaves us with number one. We'll talk about the president's birth certificate next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number one on the countdown, the president and his birth certificate. Talk host Bob Miller and Terry Travis here with CBS's Dottie Lynch about why, if he was going to release it at all, he didn't do it sooner.
Most of the people that are writing to us this morning regarding this whole birth certificate thing, this is the long form, obviously, not the short one that was before, are saying, why now? What's the timing? And Trump is even taking credit for it. He's saying he wouldn't have done it if I hadn't been out there.
Donald Trump says he's honored. That he caused this to happen. Apparently, that is the reason that Donald Trump got huge amount of publicity on this. There have been polls showing that 50% of Republicans believe that Obama wasn't born in the United States, and large numbers of independents and Democrats as well. So mm-hmm. I think they made a decision to actually do this. You know, they put out the short form on the Internet during the campaign. But taking it one step further and getting this, I think they're hoping that this will settle it. And we'll see.
Doesn't it make you wonder though why it wasn't done before? I mean that has been my question all morning long. It's like, this is nice, but you could have done this. He's complaining about this has been going on for 2 years. And to me, to use the words of Barney Fife, you could have nipped it in the bud a long time ago.
Yeah, I think, you know, he just was being stubborn, decided it was a silly issue that they put the regular form out, that the only people that were doing this were the fringe. And then when these polls started coming out saying, you know, it wasn't just the fringe, it was a lot of people, they made the decision, well, all right, we're going to go and do this. But you do sort of wonder why they didn't do it when there was a lot of static about him not wearing the flag lapel pin, if you recall. Mm-hmm. He said, all right, I'll wear the flag lapel pin and things like that, that he did say, okay, I'm going to stop these distractions. But this one, he just seemed to dig in his heels, and a lot of people started to believe something was really amiss there.
Well, and the president has been accused in the past, rightly or wrongly, of maybe having a blind spot and maybe being a bit arrogant about some topics, about opinions of some people. Could this be another spot where he sort of just missed the boat, that there were a lot of people that were concerned about this and he just didn't realize it until he started seeing these polls, until Donald Trump started talking about this issue and it came to the forefront again?
Yeah, I think that may be the case, and he felt that they had settled it, that it was just something that was trumped up, you should pardon the expression.
Very good.
The fringe elements, and that they weren't going to give it any more publicity. But when these polls came out showing how many people, not just Republicans, had questions, I think they realized they had a problem on their hands.
From Fox News, Brett Baier talks to political commentator Charles Krauthammer, who thinks most of us are relieved the nonsense about this birth certificate is over.
Don't you think that there is a collective sigh of relief from both sides of the aisle? One, Republicans not having to deal with this issue and be asked about it constantly. And two, Democrats not having to answer the question, why hasn't he released his long-form birth certificate and put this to bed?
Well, I would say that our long national nightmare is over. And we can thank Donald Trump, who took us on this three-week insane trip into a cul-de-sac. I love the way when he landed in New Hampshire this morning, he said, among other things, how very proud he was of himself for having done this. I wasn't sure he could be any prouder of himself than he already was, but apparently he was. Look, the president is right on this. We've been in 3 weeks where we actually had the presentation by at least the Republicans, Obama would claim himself, serious proposals on the major issue of our time, on the debt, and instead it was spent. We were obsessed with the procedures of the Honolulu birth registrar 50 years ago. This is not a serious issue in a serious country. Thank God it's over. And I think when Trump took credit for having resolved it, although tenuously, apparently tentatively, because he's got to study the fine print here, he was credit for having produced a superfluous document on an irrelevant issue. He should be given the credit for reviving a ridiculous conspiracy theory and distracting us. And I'd add one thing, however. We saw how the president said he doesn't have the time for such silliness, to which John Podhoretz said yes. And as soon as he said it, he got on a plane to Chicago to do the Oprah show.
The president's birth certificate, the most talked about topic this week on talk radio. Recapping now, sports talk, the number 10 item. Tornadoes in the South are number 9. The royal wedding is number 8. Number 7, the publishing of the Guantanamo documents by WikiLeaks. Number 6, the rising cost of gasoline. Budget battle number 5, Ben Bernanke's press conference is 4. The national security shakeup number 3. The growing number of GOP hopefuls for the presidency is number 2. And the birthers and the birth certificate number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show.